لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We proceed with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hajj. And today, we'll be discussing verses 27, 28, and 29. The translation of verses 27, 28, and 29 is, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. And announce to the people of Hajj, they will come to you on foot and on every camel that has been made weak, they will come from every far corner. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They may come so that they present themselves in place of benefit for themselves. وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. And that they remember and take the name of Allah in specific days. That is the days of Qurbani on the 10th, 11th and the 12th. عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. They would take the name of Allah on that which Allah have provided them from animals. Animals to be slaughtered. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ. eat from those animals and give to the despair and the poor. ثُمَّ الْيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَالْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ وَالْيَتَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. Then remove their dirt, they should remove their dirt and fulfill their promises, and they should make tawaf of the Baytul Atiq, they should make tawaf of the ancient house. This is a translation of verses 27, 28 and 29 of Suratul Hajj. In verse 28, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala instructs Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to announce to the people the obligation of Hajj. Allama Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi states, with the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that when Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to inform the people about the obligation of Hajj after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam built the Kaaba Sharif, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Wallah, who am I supposed to announce the Hajj to? This is a barren land. There's hardly anybody here. This is not an inhabited place. Besides the tribe of Jurhum, there's nobody that lives here. So who should I announce the obligation of Hajj? Who will listen to me this announcement? So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told to Ibrahim alayhi salam, your responsibility is to announce the obligation of Hajj. And it is then my responsibility to convey this message to all of mankind. It is stated that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam then stood on the Maqam Ibrahim, and according to one narration by the Mount Abu Qubais, that is very much close to the Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood there and he announced to the people and he told to the people that Almighty Allah has made Hajj compulsory, come for the Hajj. And just as in the Adhan, when a person turns on the right and on the left, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also called out to the right and to the left and inform the people of the obligation of Hajj. It is stated in a hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that Allah conveyed this message of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to all of mankind. Those that were present at that time and those that were not present at that time, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala conveyed the message to the souls. Those people for whom Hajj has been destined, they responded to the call and they said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala mentions that this incident serves to be the basis of the talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. This is the basis of the Labbaik that we read in the state of Ihram and during the Hajj. When Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to announce the people the obligation of Hajj, the effect of that announcement was that people will come from every corner of the world. They will come on foot, they will come on conveyances, and from every corner of the world they will come to perform the Hajj. We see the effect of this dua. Thousands of years have passed by from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, even prior to a pre-Islamic era. In the time of Jahiliyyah, people used to perform the Hajj. And people used to come from every part of the Arab Peninsula. And after Islam, after the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, from then right up to today, more than 1,000 years, we see the effect of this dua, and then we see the effect of what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions to us in the Quran Kareem, that people from every corner of the globe, from the north, from the south, from the west, from the east, from the center, from every race, whether they are black or white or people of different colors, they all come for Hajj and they respond to the announcement of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person goes for Hajj, he should have yaqeen and conviction. When he dons the ihram, he says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. He should have firm yaqeen and conviction that just as Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that you announce to the people the obligation of Hajj, and people will come from Hajj from every corner of the world, the Haji sees the reality of this with his own eyes. There was a time when Makkah Mukarramah was completely barren. There was hardly anyone there. But now, people from every corner of the world, they come and perform the Hajj. Just as Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made this a reality, what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turned out to be a reality. Likewise, the Haji should have full yaqeen and conviction that whatever else Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala have said to us, He told to us about the coming of the day of Qiyamah. He told to us about Jannat and Paradise. He told to us about the fire of hell. He told to us about standing in His court. Just as the coming of the people from every corner of the world for Hajj has been a reality, as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned, likewise, whatever else Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said will turn out to be a haqiqat, it will turn out to be a reality. So we should have firm belief and firm conviction and yaqeen in that. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then speaks about the purpose of Hajj. So people may come from the different parts of the world to the places of benefit. When a Haji performs Hajj, there is every type of benefit for him. There's worldly benefit and as well as there's spiritual benefit for him. It is mentioned in one hadith, two people, one from the tribe of Ansar and one from the tribe of Thaqif, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they told to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to ask you a question. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, you may go ahead and ask your question, but if you want, then I will tell you what your question is. So, there's two Sahaba, they told to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Prophet of Allah, do tell us what is in our heart and tell us what our question is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that you all came to ask me that what is the reward of performing Hajj? You all came to ask me what is the benefit and reward of making Sa'i between Safa and Marwa? You all have come to ask me that what is the benefit and reward of standing in the plains of Arafat? You all have come to ask me also about the pelting of the shaitan, and you all came to ask me of the reward of making tawaf after Hajj. That is the tawaf ziyarat. These two sahaba were shocked. They didn't even ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam this question. And what was in the heart to ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallam himself said it. So they said that indeed, Ya Rasulullah, that was what is in our heart and that is what we actually intended for to ask you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then mentioned that when a person dons the ihram and he performs Hajj, for every stride that he has taken in the travel of Hajj, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgives his sins and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala elevates his status. When the Haji performs the tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif and he performs the two rakat salat, then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala rewards him equivalent to freeing an Arab slave. After that, when he proceeds to Safa and Marwa and he makes Sa'i between the Safa and Marwa, then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala rewards him equivalent to freeing 70 slaves in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When a person then proceeds to Arafat and he begs and beseeches the forgiveness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it is that time when Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala comes up to the sky of this world, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then announces to the Malaika, to the angels, that look at my servants. They have come from every nook and every corner of the world. They are beseeching my forgiveness. They are begging my mercy. I have forgiven each and every one of them and have completely freed them from all sin. When the person leaves Arafat and he comes to Mina and he stones the shaitan, the pelting of the shaitan, then for every stone that he throws, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will free him from such a sin that will be a means of disaster and a means of destruction for him. And then after that, when a person proceeds and he makes tawaf e ziyarat, that is the first tawaf of Hajj. When he just finishes off with all the tawaf e ziyarat, that is when the angels, they tap him at the back and they tell to him that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. You are today like a newborn baby and you may go ahead and start your life all over again. This is what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to two Sahaba who asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who intended to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the virtue of making Hajj and the virtue of the different aspects of Hajj. There are many, many hadiths pertaining to a barakat and a benefit of Hajj, which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala indicates here, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. It is mentioned in one hadith, an Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jaza illa al-jannah. Hajj mabrur, Hajj that is fulfilled and performed with all the conditions that are stipulated in the Sharia. A Hajj that is performed with humbleness and humility. A Hajj that is performed in a way that the effect of the Hajj comes in the life of the individual and it becomes more pious and more Allah conscious. That is Hajj Mabrur. The reward of that will only be Jannat and nothing less. It mentioned in one hadith, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala who says, he narrates that when he accepted Islam, he came to take bay'at on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Upsut yameenaka ya Rasulullah li ubayi'ak. Then spread your right hand, O Prophet of Allah, so that I may take allegiance on your hands, I may take bay'at on your hands. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread out his hand, then Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala withdrew his hands. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Malaka ya Amr? What's the matter of Amr? You told that I should spread my hands out before you so that you would take bed. I spread my hands out and then you withdrawing your hand. What is the matter? So he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uridu an ashtarit. I want to put a condition before I could accept Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is your condition? He says, my condition is that I have the assurance that whatever sin I have committed prior to accepting Islam, Allah must forgive all my sins. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Ama alimta ya Amr anna al-hijrat tahdimu ma kana qabla wa anna al-islam yahdimu ma kana qabla wa anna al-hajj yahdimu ma kana qabla. Now Amr, don't you know, when a person accepts Islam, whatever sin he has committed prior to accepting Islam, with the barakat of Islam, Allah forgives all his sins. And now, Amr, don't you know, when a person makes hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah, he goes to Madinah Munawwara, he makes such great efforts, such great sacrifices, with the barakat of this hijrat, Allah will forgive all his sins that he has committed prior to hijrat. And, oh Amr, don't you know, that when a person performs Hajj, the sins that you have committed prior to making Hajj, with the barakat of making Hajj, making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, going to Mina, going to Arafah, going to Muzdalifah, the person exerts himself and he beseeches Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness, then don't you know, O Amr, that with the barakat of Hajj, Allah forgives all the person's sins. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلم يلبي إلا لبى من عن يمينه وشماله من حجر أو شجر أو مدر ينقطع الأرض من ها هنا وها هنا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that when a person performs Hajj and he reads the talbiyah and he says repeatedly لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, every now and then he reads the talbiyah, then whatever is on his right hand side and whatever is on his left hand side, whether it's a tree, whether it's a hard rock, soft rock, whatever it is, everything engages in the talbiyah. We may perceive it or we may not perceive it. Everything on the right and on the left and till the furthest corner of the world engages in the talbiyah and says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. It is mentioned in one hadith, An Abi Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Hajj yushaffa' fi arba'i mi'ati ahli bayt. A person that performs Hajj, because it is such a great act, so close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, invokes so much of rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when a person performs the Hajj, with a barakat of that, he may intercede on the day of Qiyamah on behalf of 400 family people of his. And when he intercedes in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with the barakat of the Hajj, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept his intercession and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive 400 people from his household. In one hadith, it is mentioned, And Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, ma am'ara hajj. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a haji never gets poor. Never ever gets poor. If a person buys a property, his money will decrease. If a person engages in business, his property, his wealth may decrease. He may do it for investment purposes, but outwardly there's a decrease. In the case of a haji, is guarantee from the side of Allah and the Rasul, when a person spends money going for hajj, his wealth never decreases. There's outward decrease in that, but there's a guarantee of barakah in the amount of money that they spent. It is mentioned in one hadith, Hadha Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala who says, An-nafaqatu fil hajj, kan-nafaqati fi sabirillah bi-sab'i mi'ati dhu'fin. When a person spends for hajj, is like that person who spent the part of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And it is multiplied 700 times. So if a person happens to spend ₹1 or $1 or £1 in a part of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala proceeding for hajj, then that can be multiplied 700 times. Would anybody get a worldly investment where you get the profit 700 times? The people talk about 5%, 10%, 20%, 50% maybe. 50% is too much. Yeah, Allah guarantees for every dollar, every pound, every rand, every rupee that you spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala during Hajj, the reward is multiplied 700 times. So this is what Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, that the people should proceed for Hajj, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum, so that they may present themselves in a place of barakat, in a place of benefit for them. And they would take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on specific days, that is the days of Qurbani, on the 10th, on the 11th, on the 12th, when those are the days when the animal does sacrifice, and before sacrificing the animal, they would take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we shall proceed with the procedure of Hajj, how to perform the Hajj in detail, how to proceed from the point of making tawaf, Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah. In the next session, inshallah, we shall be discussing that in much detail. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.